You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. Is my mic on?
My mic is on. Don't stick nothing in me. I have been shooting up, baby. Pew! Ooh! This natural hair that I got going on today. For clarity, I'm fine anyway, all right? I got videos of me dropping it like it's hot. It's time for us to get on the flow. Welcome to another episode of Full Transparency with Donnie Wiggins. I am Donnie Wiggins, your favorite business coach. I help entrepreneurs start, grow, and scale their businesses. And I do it from a holistic perspective, meaning I don't believe, my framework includes the belief that in order to be a successful and solid entrepreneur, you also have to be successful and solid in your personal life, in your health, in your spirit, like all the things. So sometimes we talk about just business how-tos and other times we talk about everything in between. And today is going to be one of those days because, Zell, I don't know about you, but it's time for us to nuck if you buck. It's time for us to get on the flow, right? It's time for us to get nuck if you buck. And what do I mean by that? It is time for us to defend ourselves. We have so many things happening, especially in this economy right now. We have so many things that are happening in the world. We have things that are happening to our bodies. We have things that are happening in our minds. We have things that are happening in our business. And we're just not fighting back. If there's something right now, you're watching this episode on YouTube or Instagram or wherever you're watching it, you're listening to the audio, comment for me real quick if there's something that you need to fight back against. Some challenge that you have been experiencing, some delay that you may be in the middle of, some obstacle, some challenge that you're like, it's time for me to fight back. It's time for me to throw these hands. It's time for me to throw. Now, I got baptized a couple of months ago and I said that I was going to stop this fighting nonsense because I'm too damn old for it. But right now it's time for us to fight back. It's time for us to fight back. And let me tell you what I mean. Your mind and your body are the most valuable assets in your business. So many people think that their email list, their text message list, their client database, their products and offers and their capital, the money that they have in the bank. Too many of you think that those are your most valuable assets. In fact, some of you think that your family and friends are your most valuable assets. And I have to break it to you that that's just not true. It's your mind and it's your body, because you won't have the ability to enjoy any of those things. You have the ability to be making money, to have a business, to have a great dynamic with your family or your friends or any of that stuff if you don't optimize your health and wellness, your mind and body, your spirit. If you're not keeping those things intact, I'm telling you something, you are in trouble. I am telling you something, you are in big, big trouble. So we're gonna talk about 8 ways entrepreneurs can fight back and succeed in business no matter what. 8 ways entrepreneurs can fight back and succeed in business no matter what. So y'all have heard me talk about my experience with depression, and I'm kind of tired of talking about it, but I know so many people who are still in that season, and especially to my Black men, y'all are so strong, y'all are so powerful, you like to wear, you don't even like to, but you feel like you have to wear the weight of the world on your shoulders. And this message isn't directly for you, but I just want to say on a side note real quick, like, you don't have to. There are people, there are specifically women, there are even more specifically Black women that got your back, baby. And we don't expect you or desire for you to wear the weight of the world on your shoulders because it's so unfair. A couple of years ago, I had an epiphany on what it takes to be a Black man in America. And I'll never understand the full extent of it because I'm not a Black man in America, right? This observation was based solely on what I see, what I have experienced, relationships that I've been in, friends that I have, and some of the plights that they have shared with me. And I just feel like it's a lot. It's really a lot. And no man or woman deserves to carry that weight alone. And when you add entrepreneurship on top of that, it's like, what quality of life do we expect each other to have if we are constantly pointing the fingers, constantly competing against each other instead of working together, constantly playing the blame game, constantly lacking accountability or offering accountability to anybody else? Like, are we thinking about the quality of our lives? Are we thinking about the quality of the lives of the children that we are raising or the people that we are impacting? Are we thinking far enough in advance? Y'all, it's time for us to really come together. It's time for us to really come together and start supporting each other. So today, we are having an incredible, important conversation, 8 ways entrepreneurs can fight back and succeed in business no matter what. The very first way that we need to fight back is to fight back with peak mental and physical performance. I know, you got money to make. You have money to make, and you're like, Donnie, I hear all of that stuff that you're talking about, but I got to get to these coins right now. I got to get to the bag. I got you. But hear me out. You cannot consistently or most effectively get to the bag if your mindset and your physical abilities are subpar. I had this realization last year. I was struggling to get out of the bed. I didn't have any energy. I had become more of a procrastinator than I have ever been in life and knew that it was wrong, but I couldn't do anything about it. I physically couldn't do anything about it. You ever ask yourself, like, how is it that I can remember all these things, but I can't remember what I just walked to the kitchen for 2 seconds ago? Like, that was me, but it was all day, every single day. And so I was going through all of the tests, going through all of the processes. I thought maybe it could be early onset dementia, Alzheimer's. I realized that it was none of those things. I went through all the testing, though, the blood work, the hormone test, all of the panels, all the things to try to figure out what it was, because Google will play a trick on you. And Google will have you believe that you're dying, that you've got some chronic illness, and sometimes it really just boils down to us not taking care of ourselves well. Finally, these 12 to 18 hour work days caught up to me. Finally, being overly obsessed with building a successful business caught up with me. Finally, working myself into exhaustion caught up with me. And we're not in that season anymore. Not only are we not in that season, the truth is we never have to be in that season. Congratulations, entrepreneur. You made the decision that this will be your biggest and best year ever in business. And I am so excited for you. It's just that you're missing something. The accountability and the mentorship that you said you need, the accountability and the mentorship that you said you were going to get this year, I know you're missing it because I'm not mentoring you inside of my community, Actionable CEO. I see everybody else. I'm looking through the names as I speak right now, and I'm seeing all the names, but I don't see yours. See, Actionable CEOs have something in common. They have 3 things in common, in fact. They are disciplined. They are action takers. They invest in themselves. But my favorite one is that they are action takers. Oh, wait, no. My favorite one could be that they're disciplined. It could also very much be that they invest in themselves. See, you can't do one without the other if you want major results. So I'm inviting you to check out my community, my mentorship community for entrepreneurs who are interested in personal development, professional development, and financial development. And you want to have a whole lot of fun connecting with other people in the community to network with. If I'm your girl, if I'm your person, if I'm your vibe, check out actionableceo.com right now to see if my mentorship community is the right one for you. In fact, I know it is. So just go there and hit register, join now, whatever. I'll see you on the inside. Bye. And so as I would go on to continue to go through testing, I thought that maybe I was just entering the menopause stage. Maybe that's it. I'm 46 years old. It makes sense. By definition, women can enter perimenopause as young as 33 to 35 years old. And I'm thinking maybe I'm just in that season of my life, right? But after doing some blood work and getting some hormone screens, and my doctors don't think just yet. I don't care what they say. I don't care what they say. I trust my body, baby, and something is going on. It has to be that. So, yep, I have been shooting up. I have been shooting up, baby. Pew! Ooh, something actually came out. This is an empty vial. I have been shooting up, and I am happy about it. Let me tell you what I've been doing, guys. Okay, there we go. Let me tell you what I've been doing. So one of the things that I decided to do, I heard one of my favorite business influencers, personal development influencers, go on and on and on and on and on. Tony Robbins about NAD, NAD, NAD therapy, NAD, NAD, NAD. And I did not really pay a whole lot of attention to it until I needed it. So I'm sharing this with you because I don't want you to wait until you need it and start playing catch up. I want you to fight back today and have a defense strategy, a proactive strategy versus a reactive strategy, right? And so there's a couple of things that I got going on here, and I want to give you the actual information. So every single day, 5 days a week, I have to inject myself with an NAD injection, NAD plus injection. And this is a coenzyme that is already found in every cell of your body. I'm reading it directly from the information that we printed out. It's already found. This is an enzyme that's already in your body, right? Already in your body. It plays a crucial role in energy production, cellular repair, and overall wellness. NAD plus injections are an effective way to boost your health and rejuvenate your body from the inside out. Now, I was completely opposed. I was completely opposed to the NAD plus therapy. But I went to a spa here in Atlanta, Georgia. SLS Spa is in West Midtown. And the staff there was the most knowledgeable about these treatments. They treat all kinds of people, regular, everyday, working people, entrepreneurs, high performers, high achievers, athletes. In fact, they have a lot of football players who go into that spa who are recovering, need the energy, need the mood booster. They need all the things, right? And so I went in a couple of weeks ago for a consultation with the owner. Her name is Asiya. And she introduced me to a young lady, her name is Katie, and she is the expert over all of these treatments. And she made me feel so comfortable with her level of knowledge, with the clients and the testimonials that they have served, that I said, I'm gonna go ahead and do it. And let me tell you why it's a big deal, because I am terrified of needles. Don't stick nothing in me. Stop it. Stay here, stay with me. I'm so scared of needles. It took a couple of weeks for me to go back and actually do this. So I literally just started this on yesterday. I went to SLS Spa in West Midtown, and they were nice enough to inject me for the very first time and walk me through and teaching me how to do this at home, because I'll have to do this at home 5 days a week myself. Now, I'm gonna be honest with you, I couldn't do it myself today. I had to call my daughter to come down to my apartment and do it for me. And so I only have two of the four treatments that I'll be on. And I don't know the name of the third one. The fourth one is some kind of testosterone that I'll be on, because as you get older, you start to lose estrogen and you start to lose testosterone, and we have to replenish it. But that's why when you get older, or that's why when people get older, because it ain't me, but that's why when people get older, they start to lose energy, they start to lose focus, they start to not feel like themselves anymore. But it's because we're losing, or we're producing less of the hormones that keep our bodies sharp, our minds sharp, than we have been producing before. So we have to replenish ourselves in this way. All right. So the NAD plus, I'm just sharing with you guys what I do. I am not a medical professional. If you want to do this, you first steps is for you to get blood tests. You got to get a blood test to make sure you're a good candidate for it. They'll want your health, your medical history, to make sure that you qualify for these treatments. But this is the rich people's secret. This is the rich people's secret. This is what they're doing to stay sharp. NAD plus. Okay, so it's going to give me increased energy and vitality. I'm still learning about it. Improved mental clarity and focus, which is the number one reason I was so drawn to this. Cellular repair and longevity. So basically, what that means is it supports your body's natural repair processes. So it helps you to slow down the effects of time, the effects of aging. It promotes healthier and slower aging. Just started this yesterday, so look at me now. And then we're gonna check back in like 6 months and see if I need to still look like this, all right? Or better, this or better. It improves your mood and emotional wellness. So I should have mood regulation, which I need, right? I need this so bad, especially around like my cycle. My hormones are out of control. It reduces the symptoms of anxiety and depression. Let me put this needle down. It reduces the symptoms of anxiety and depression, and it supports a healthy metabolism, helping to maintain a balanced weight and improve overall metabolism function. Now, this is real important, because I don't want y'all to say that I've been on some shots and that's why I'm fine. I just started yesterday, but for clarity, I'm fine anyway, all right? For clarity, your girl is, you know what I mean? However, I'm going to be so transparent with you guys. Okay. You see this little situation right here? You see this little bra strap situation? You see this little bra strap situation right here? So as you get older, there are going to be areas of fat that you just exercise. No amount of exercise and diet gets rid of this easily. And so this should help promote a healthier metabolism, so that I can start breaking down, like eating less, breaking down my food even better. It's gonna improve digestion, do all the things. So your girl can have a little help getting rid of, cause this is good. This is good. But this is not good, all right? So we want a little help. We want a little help there, all right? So we'll see. Give me 6 months, and I don't even know if it takes that long. It also helps in detoxifying your body and accelerating recovery after illness, exercise, or stress. And y'all have heard me complain for like 2 years about my terrible sleeping patterns. I'm so excited, because this NAD plus injection that you put in your stomach, by the way, you can actually put it in any subcutaneous tissue. Mine of choice is my stomach, but you can put it in your thigh, you can put it in your arm, I think you can put it in your butt, but this is the least favorite of the options. Anywho, talk to your doctor, all right? Okay, y'all are asking me, I'm on live right now, SLS Spa in Midtown, it's right off of Howell Mill, SLS Spa, all right? Okay, so boost my health, energy, and well-being. Feel revitalized. That's the NAD plus.
$1 million fund.
Ah! Okay, that's that. All right. Okay, but you see, I'm holding up two syringes, so I'm on my second treatment, and this is. We're waiting on the other two to come in stock. So I'll tell you about the two that I'm on, and then I'll update you guys with the other ones that I've chosen as well. The second one is BPC 157. This is the BPC-157 injection. Now, do you guys remember last year when I dislocated my whole kneecap? So this was my second time having this injury, right? And this isn't an age injury. This is an injury probably that stemmed from cheerleading or something, just being really hard on my knees. So last year, my kneecap literally went from the front of my leg to the side of my leg. The kneecap went from the front to the side. And this happened about 13 years ago for the first time. And that time, like when that happens, your whole leg becomes unstable and you can't move. So I had to YouTube 13 years ago. My daughter ran down with my iPad and she helped me find a video on YouTube to figure out how to do this massaging technique to snap it back in place, right? And so I've lacked confidence for 13 years on this knee, because once you experience an excruciating pain like that, you'll never want to do that again, right? But I know it's in my head because I got videos of me dropping it like it's hot over the, I ain't been 13 years without pop locking and dropping, you know what I mean? But last year, after a strong leg day at the gym, for the first time, it happened again. It happened again. Honey, I'm laying in bed. I had a strong workout and I felt something happen at the gym. I actually thought that I tore my ACL. Thankfully, I did not do that again, so it wasn't so bad. And sometimes your ACL can repair itself, but you have to offer it some stimulating support. And so these injections, after I massage my knee back in place, like they give you all the physical therapy, and the physical therapist at that time was telling me to consider peptide therapy. But when I realized that you have to inject yourself, I said, no, hell no, right? But then I went and talked to Asiya, the owner of SLS Med Spa in Midtown. Actually, my esthetician, who has been helping me to maintain my face, Terrell Spa and Wellness, is who referred me to SLS. This is why relationships are so important. Terrell's Spa and Wellness referred me to SLS, right? I went in to get my blood work. Terrell was kind enough to accompany me, holding my hand to get my blood work, because y'all, I'm so scared of needles, right? And then Asiya explained to me that I would have to, there's different injections. Some you can do once a week, but my particular treatment plan is once a day, 5 days a week. But see how small this needle is? Can they see that? Y'all see how small that needle is? Zell will tell you, he was here this morning when my daughter came down to do this first one, and it took me a cool 30 minutes to let her get this in. But again, the benefits are so crucial to me. BPC-157, this is Body Protective Compound 157. I'll read it to you. It's a powerful peptide that promotes tissue healing, reduced inflammation, supports overall recovery, is known for its regenerative properties, regeneration of pore cells, muscles, joints, tissues, things like that. It's a safe and effective therapy designed to help the body repair itself more quickly and efficiently. Now, athletes do this. This is their secret. When you see LeBron do something with his ankle or do something with his leg and they take him to the back and he comes back out, or any of your favorite players who are out on the field, they're probably utilizing some type of a peptide, right, to stimulate recovery. So this helps enhanced tissue and muscle repair. So that means that it promotes faster healing of muscles, tendons, ligaments, and joints by stimulating the regenerative processes at a cellular level, right? Meaning a pill isn't going to do this. It has to get into your tissues, muscles, things like that. Reduced inflammation and pain relief. So I still experience like pain and definitely inflammation on workout days, but I'm a still work out. I've just been suffering through it. I'm still going to work out though. But if this one is the BPC-157. This one is the BPC-157. The NAD Plus is not a peptide. It's a supplement. It supplements the coenzyme that you already produce in your body. That's a supplement. But this BPC-157 is the peptide. enhanced tissue and muscle repair, reduced inflammation and pain relief, accelerated wound healing, praise God, improved joint and bone health, gut health, and digestive health. So if you improve your gut health and your digestive health, ladies, even gentlemen, you drop some pounds on that waist because your gut is...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Functioning optimally, right? Reduced risk of injury, enhanced recovery post-exercise. So this is where the athletes and people who are active bounce back much quicker. And it supports your cognitive function and your mood. So both of these do that, all right? So I'm excited. I literally just started this journey on yesterday. By the time y'all see this episode, if you're watching it on YouTube, it will be a week since I have started this episode. Well, not even a week. Or since I started this treatment, it'll be a couple of days. Okay, let me just real quick the questions and then we're going to move on to the second point. So the spa that I went to is in Atlanta, Georgia, SLS Spa. They do telephone consultations with a nurse. They'll do telephone consultations, but you do have to get blood work. This isn't something that you can just go to a link and purchase. You have to be a great candidate for it. They're going to ask you your full medical history. The chances are there's a peptide that can benefit you, but which ones? It may be the same as what I take. It may be different. It's going to depend on your blood work, your deficiencies that are already in your body. I'm super deficient in like vitamin D, iron, things like that. Your pain points or your trouble areas. And it's also going to depend on your hormones, all these things, y'all. But SLS Spa in Atlanta, I do know that they do the phone consultations, or they do the consultations. I had a phone consult. They gave me a cute little refrigerator and everything to put my stuff in. It's like, you know what I mean? They gave me this cute little, I think that's for a VIP client service, because anything I do, it's premium, baby. It's premium. I mean, why do the premium less when I can just do the premium? and yeah, so I don't know who can do it. Dee Dee, I know that med spas do this, right? I know that med spas do this. I don't know if just like a general doctor does this. They'll probably refer you to a physical therapist or a med spa. I have no idea. But hit SLS. They'll know those answers. I don't know. I'm just telling you what I do, okay? So we got it. Y'all got it? Any questions about peptides? What's the name of the peptide again? What's the website to purchase? The Instagram. I don't know the website to purchase, but the Instagram is SLM. SLM, I've been saying SLS. It's SLM Med Spa. SLM as in Mary Med Spa. SLM Med Spa. Just type it one more time for him. And you will get that information there. Hold on, let me see. I don't know the website, but SLM Med Spa is going to be able to help you. Oh, they're in the comments. Hey, SLM. Hey, girl. I think it's Asiya who's in the comments. Hit her and she'll be able to. Oh, if you're watching this on YouTube, obviously we're not live. Go to Instagram. Their handle is SLM Med Spa. They're right in West Midtown in Atlanta, Georgia. Super, super convenient location. It's kind of vibey over there, too. It's real. The whole, first of all, they don't just do that, Zell. I'm about to start. They do aesthetic services. So, like, if you want facials, they've got these advanced lasers coming in. They've got girls in there who do brows. If you're an injectable girly and you do like the Botox and the fillers and all of that stuff, they do all those things. I am specifically getting treatment for peptides and like recovery and brain functionality, because we got to stay tip top. Let me tell you something. The best way to fight back is to be proactive. All right. Is to be proactive. All right. So I invested in that. That's number one. Ugh, I spent so much time on that. That's number one. Fight back with peak mental and physical performance. Whatever you choose, this may or may not be for you. Whatever you choose, just make sure you are optimizing your health and wellness. Get a blood panel. Get a blood panel. See if you're deficient in the simple things that you can fix, like your vitamin D3. Check your vitamin B level. Check your zinc level. Check your iron levels. Like, guys, we got to prioritize our health. I just don't even feel good about helping you make money if you're neglecting your body. Just do a simple panel and just make sure you're good. But if you're feeling like me, sluggish, or if you've got some old athletic injuries like me, or if you've got some new injuries, or your body just isn't performing the way it used to, fight back. You don't have to let the aging process defeat you. Or whatever you choose to take, all right? I personally invested in the NAD Plus and the BPC 157 injections, peptide injections, to improve my mental clarity, fight brain fog, enhance muscle recovery, and I need to eliminate procrastination. So let's check back in a couple of months. I'll tell you what I did, okay? Number two, fight back by eliminating excuses. Fight back by eliminating excuses. Every excuse you make is your own decision to stay stuck. Every decision you make is your own decision to stay stuck. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to identify your top three excuses that you give yourself. Zell, you got some regular excuses that you give yourself. What's your top three excuses that you give yourself? For me, number one, I'm tired. Number one for me is I am tired. I'm just exhausted. I'm sleepy. I wake up and I'm sleepy and just all these things. And even on the days that I feel better, because I am so used to being tired, I still convince myself that I'm tired, even when I have energy. In fact, let me just, y'all, days that I wake up with energy now feel like a luxury to me, not a norm. And that's a problem. That is a problem. And so because I understood that that was my number one excuse, again, I decided to do something about it. And I'm not a medical professional. I'm not telling you to do this. I love sharing. I'm so excited. I'm so freaking excited. I cannot wait. Like, athletes who run around on fields and up and down courts and, you know, baseball fields and all these things, and you be like, how do you exhaust your body like that? And then you still have it in you to do a couple of days later for years upon years upon years. And we think they're just in the gym, strength training. We think they just bench pressing some stuff. They got some support around here. They're replenishing nutrients and essential enzymes that are critical to how we feel every single day. So I had to eliminate my own excuse of procrastination or being sleepy, right? Being sleepy and tired all the time was causing me to procrastinate. Also being tired all the time was causing me to lack mental clarity. Like you just can't think straight when you're tired. You know what it is when you're delirious. You just cannot think straight when you're tired. So shout out to SLM Spa. SLM Med Spa on Instagram. And I'm going to make sure for those of you who are on YouTube that I tag them. I believe they can treat people everywhere because they you self-inject peptides. So I don't even think that, like, if you want the kind of consultation that I got, you have to be sure that people are putting the real NAD Plus and BPC 157 and not some made up combination concoction of stuff. So you definitely want SLM Med Spa to use as a starting point for your consultation. Somebody said LeBron spends $1 million a year on his body and competes at the highest level at 40. $1 million a year investment on your body? I believe I heard that before, so I'm not going to fact check it. But does that not say something? Is that not a clue? LeBron is arguably today's GOAT in basketball. If he can spend $1 million a year on his body, What do you spend on your body? What do you do to help yourself recover? What do you do to give yourself a fighting chance against your own top three excuses? Most often it's in your mental clarity. And I'm so excited. Y'all know when I do something, I be excited about my morning routine. I be excited about my evening routine. I be excited about stuff that I'm doing in my business. I'm so excited about this. Again, I'm not a medical professional. Y'all don't be going nowhere talking about Donnie told me to go get this because I didn't tell you that. I'm telling you what I do, where I went, SLM Spa, and she just commented I see in the live that they do ship to most states. So SLM Med Spa, okay? All right, got it. All right, got it. What are your top three excuses? I don't have enough time, I'm not ready, I'm tired, and I want you to replace that with the opposite action. So instead of saying, I don't have enough time, say, I'm gonna wake up an hour earlier and time block my most important work. Or simply say, I'm gonna make the time. Find the time. Make the time, all right? Number three, what's the third thing we're fighting back against? We are fighting by mastering self-discipline. Okay. Success isn't about motivation, if I'm being honest with you. It's about discipline. Success in anything, success in your business. If I'm not disciplined, these peptides won't work for me. If I don't do this every single day, this isn't going to work for me. If I don't get up and run my business every single day, it's not going to work for me. If I am not figuring out how to generate new leads every single day, my lead generation strategy is not going to work for me. I need you to understand that. It's about discipline. You don't need motivation when discipline is present and available. You just don't. You don't need motivation when discipline is present and available. You just don't. We don't stay motivated all the time. We don't feel well all the time. We don't have the energy all the time. We don't have the knowledge and the information all the time. But when you have discipline, you'll figure it out. When you have discipline, you will figure it out. Number four, fight back against mental blocks with daily brain training. I have been into daily brain training for the last maybe 4 or 5 years. Actually longer than that, but very intentional. So I started to learn about brain training in 2010, 2011, when I got my very first mentor. And it came in the form of having the ability to reprogram what I believed about myself. That's where it started. Reprogramming what I believe about myself. That's so critical, right? And then in order to support that, personal development, reading books, networking, surrounding yourself with people who are performing at a higher level than you, right? Getting around that motivation, getting around that accountability. We have to brain train and do it daily. So mental blocks help when you're overwhelmed. Mental blocks help when you're indecisive or happen when you're overwhelmed. Mental blocks happen when you are indecisive. And mental blocks happen when you are just mentally fatigued, Zell. Like you ever came home and you're like, yo, I just need to chill for a minute. I just need to take a minute. And let me tell you something. Most people turn to things like, I need a drink. I need to have a glass of wine. I need to go spend time with people who are counterproductive to my goals. I need to do mindless activity. Y'all, I've been in that season. I've experienced that season. But if we shift that thought process with intentional daily brain training, sharpening your mind through daily activities like reading, watching documentaries and or movies that support information that you need to learn, problem solving, strategic thinking. My dad would sit at the kitchen table every Saturday morning and maybe every Sunday morning. I just knew I could, when I woke up on Saturday morning, I could go downstairs. And from the top of the stairs, you could see into the kitchen. And I would hit the top of those stairs and look straight down, and I knew my dad was going to be there. He's going to be at that table, getting the natural sunlight coming in from the patio, with the newspaper in front of him, doing a crossword puzzle. My dad is the smartest person I know on this earth, that I personally know, that I have access to, right? He is the smartest person. If I had to solve a problem today, especially one that requires some kind of critical thinking, I'm calling my dad. And I would come down those stairs and see him doing these crossword puzzles, and he's just so focused on these crossword puzzles. And he still does crossword puzzles. He is 78 years old. Oh, don't kill me. I think he's 78 years old and still one of the most sharp, cognitively aware people I know. And he's been committed to reading books that teach him, reading books that entertain him, doing crossword puzzles and jigsaw puzzles that challenge him. I used to go downstairs, though, and he had the newspaper, and sometimes I could help him do his puzzle, but he liked to be in deep thought doing his own puzzles, right? So he started buying me crossword puzzle books. And so I'd have these crossword puzzle books. I hadn't thought about this in so long. And I would go through and challenge myself to like finish it real quick. Don't take so long to finish a crossword puzzle. And I would finish these crossword puzzles. And then I grew to love crossword puzzles. And so now sometimes when I'm flying by myself, especially on a flight that's more than 2 or 3 hours, I'll stop at the store in the bookstore in the airport and I'll see if they have a crossword puzzle book. And I sit on the plane and do crossword puzzles the whole time. If I don't do that, I am on the plane and I'm doing some research about something that I was too distracted at home or during my workday to do. But simple cognitive practices like a crossword puzzle or putting together a jigsaw puzzle train your brain to solve problems, to stay sharp, to critically think, and to strategically think. If you can think critically and strategically, you will solve every problem that you face. Especially as an entrepreneur. As an entrepreneur, we need to solve, how do we get customers? How do we make money? What do we offer them? How do we pay people? Those are the issues that we're solving for every single day, right? What systems do we need? If you can strategically and critically think, you have already won. Those of us who succeed at a very high level become really great at problem solving or really great at hiring people who are problem solvers, right? So read some books, listen to some podcasts, visualization exercises. You know, you guys know that I am constantly practicing my visualization exercises. And journaling. And not journaling about the problems and the drama of your day, but journaling about solutions, journaling about ideas, journaling about plans, journaling about intentions, journaling about things that grow you, not things and problems that keep you stuck in situations that you don't need to be in, all right? Number 5, fight back by surrounding yourself with the right people. Fight back by surrounding yourself with the right people, right? Somebody is commenting real quick. Sometimes chasing success forces you to put your health on the back burner because you have to put in those long days and months. Sometimes you have to be in a position to target your primary focus. And I get why you would comment that. I do. But I also know now that that's not true. And I hate that we believe that we have to compromise our health in order to achieve wealth. It's just not true. It's just not true. If you have to work longer hours, right? then you need to focus on supplementing quality sleep in the time that you have available for quality sleep. But that should be a condition, not the norm. Your norm should be to prioritize 8 hours of sleep. I still struggle to do that, but it's not because I'm chasing success. It's just that I still struggle to do that, which is why I believe it's the NAD plus should start helping me to sleep, right? Get some sleep. If you are finding yourself sacrificing your health for your wealth, then I need you to go back to the drawing board and put together a better plan. Schedule when you're eating, step away when you need to sleep, put people around you that can hold you accountable to these things, move your body. Maybe you don't have time to make it to the gym, but can you sit at the end of your dining room chair and stretch your legs out, move your leg around and around to make sure your hips are still working, do a couple of crunches right here on your sofa? Can you do this? Can you do this? Can you stretch your arms above your head? Get those shoulders active? Can you do that? Can you stretch your leg straight out and do ankle circles so that you can have optimal health in your body? Can you sit right here and twist yourself around? Can you do that? Can you just sit here while you're on a conference call and move your hands above your head? Can you do? There's no excuse. There's no excuse. When you're on a call, can you just walk around your home or walk around your apartment? Y'all, I wear my Apple Watch almost every day. My goal is to walk 10,000 steps every single day. Most days I do it because we go outside and we walk 3 miles, right? On other days, there is a challenge in getting that done, and I like 7,000 steps is my minimum. Zell, I will get up right now. I know how many steps I can achieve going around certain areas of my apartment. While when I put something in the air fryer and I'm waiting for it to cook, I walk around my apartment. I don't go sit on my sofa. I walk around my apartment. If I'm talking on the phone, letting my mom gossip about whatever she wants to talk about, I'm not sitting on my bed. If my steps on my Apple Watch aren't, okay, this isn't the Apple Watch, but if my watch says that I hadn't completed those steps, I'm not sitting on my bed. I am walking around. I'm gonna get a good 250 steps in. And I'm going to keep doing that over and over and over again. I'm going to park further away from the meeting. I'm going to walk longer than I will do that over and over and over again. If you guys could see me, I'm going to stand up and I'm going to be on the phone and I'm stretching it out. There is nothing you can tell me today about not having the ability to prioritize my health and wellness. I'm gonna be transparent with you. This is the third episode that I have recorded today. We've sat in here and we've recorded 3 episodes. I am hungry. But so that I don't enter that phase of hangry, and I believe the phrase is my body starts metabolizing off of itself so that I have energy, on my way from this room to go into the next room to change clothes, I grabbed a couple of peanuts that I already had available, put a palm full of peanuts in my hand, ate those peanuts, changed clothes, drank some water, came back on my way from the room that I changed in, grabbed another palm full of peanuts, ate those while we were getting set up, checking our lighting and our sound, drank the rest of my water, and now we're here. You just can't tell me anymore that you have to sacrifice your health for your wealth. For every excuse you give me, I can give you a solution. For every excuse you give me, I can give you a solution, right? The truth of the matter is we just have to prioritize. If you got bad sleeping habits, then that means that we probably have some poor time management habits. We can, or we are trying to do too much in a day. You can't rush the process of success. Success loves speed, but that doesn't mean that you get to rush the process of success. right? That just means success, love, speed just means that we are being consistent and we are being intentional, not that we are on a race, right? And so when I think back to the days that I was working 18-hour days, it was because I was making up for so much procrastination that I had done weeks, days, months prior. When I was putting in that time to create my course and I'm 12, 16, 18-hour days, it's because I had been telling myself for a whole year that I needed to create a course. But when the pandemic happened and my back was against the wall and I had to create a course, now I got to put 12, 16, 18-hour days in to get this done. But that's just because I mismanaged my time a year ago, 2 years ago. When I look back at working that amount of time, that's because I wasn't being strategic about what I was trying to accomplish in a day. I'm trying to do too much. When I look back on the times that I was working 12, 16, 18-hour days, it's because I wanted to own all of the responsibilities in my business because my business was my baby and I was afraid to ask for help and delegate anything. You can't give me an excuse. You can't give me an excuse. It's a mindset shift. It's a mindset shift, which is why we have to train our brain daily. Get around high achievers who get their rest, who prioritize their family, who prioritize their health and their wellness, and you are likely to become one of them. That's how it happened for me, and that's how it happened for so many people that I know. These guys that I know who used to work, and they have families, and they're not available, and you know they're coming home when the kids are already at bed. My business partner, David Shantz, not anymore. He's around people like Eric Thomas. He's around people like Jeremy Anderson, who absolutely not. I have children. My day cuts off at a certain time every single day, and I'm going to be home with my kids before the sun goes down. We're going to get quality time in. I'm not giving them what's left of me. The world gets what's left of me because I pour into my family first. When David started to surround himself with people who thought like that, he was no longer a 12, 16, 18-hour guy. You can't do business with him after 5 p.m. on most days. I can't call him for business after 5 p.m. on most days. It just doesn't work like that. So I would challenge you to, number 5, fight back by surrounding yourself with the right people. Surround yourself with people who do have healthy work-life practices. I won't say balance, but practices. And that doesn't mean that there won't ever be seasons in which you have to show up differently, but make it a season. Make it a season. Make it a season, all right? Number 6, we're fighting back against procrastination by taking immediate action. We're fighting back against procrastination by taking immediate action. I didn't want to record this third episode today. I didn't. I'm tired. I am hungry. I'm not eating another peanut, all right? I got some lamb shank, mashed potatoes, and cucumber salad waiting on me. In fact, when I ordered that for dinner last night, I ordered it and I boxed the rest of it up thinking about how delicious it would be for lunch the next day. I'm going to eat my lamb shank, my mashed potatoes, and my cucumber salad. I'm going to enjoy it because I've been thinking, I've been meditating on that meal. I have been meditating on that meal, all right? Fight back against procrastination with immediate action. I didn't want to shoot this episode today. I came in here. I told my videographer, I said, Zell, we don't have to shoot this third episode. And Zell said, nah, I got to hold you to greatness. I got to hold you accountable. If we can do it later, we can do it now. Let's go ahead and knock it out. All right. Because why procrastinate? Anything you're going to do eventually, you might as well just do immediately. Anything you're going to do eventually, you might as well do immediately, right? So a lot of times we procrastinate, one, if it's not like a physical health issue, a depression or exhaustion, or a lot of times it's because we are so focused on perfection. And to be a person who takes immediate action is going to require that you take imperfect action. Imperfect action is better than not taking action at all. Okay? Imperfect action is better than not taking action at all. Done is always better than perfect. You can come back and refine the activity that you have done later, but done is always better than perfect, all right? So after you finish watching this episode, I want you to set a timer for 5 minutes, 10 minutes if you're really ambitious, 10 minutes if you're really serious, and use that time, set that timer and use that time to work on that thing. And you know what it is, that thing that you have been procrastinating on for all week, all month, maybe even all year. So inside of Actionable CEO Zelle, we have a monthly co-working day. It's an Actionable CEO co-working day. And this is a day where we get together virtually. Next month, we're actually gonna do it in person. Yeah, next month, we're actually gonna do it in person and virtually. But it's a co-working day where we all get together on Zoom and I tell my Actionable CEO members to bring a list of 3 to 5 things that they have to get done. These are things that are going to move the needle forward in their business, right? This is not busy work tasks. It's none of that stuff just to say you can check things off the list. It's actual work that's going to move the needle forward in your business. And so a couple of people said they got more work done in that 5-hour time frame that we spent together. I spent 5 hours with 11, 12, 1, 2, 3, 5 hours. I spent 5 hours in that co-working day working together. They get to see how I run my business. I teach. We listen to personal development. We get things done. And several people said, I got more work done in this day than I have all month. Some people said, I got more work done in this day than I have all year. Some people said, this particular task I've been procrastinating on for a year, I knocked it out in this 5-hour window. Immediate action. Immediate action. But it was immediate action and surrounding themselves with a group of people that are operating at a level of excellence that they aspire to operate at, and that's why it works. All right, number 7, and only have 8, all right, we're almost done. Number 7, we're fighting back by turning challenges into fuel. We're gonna be challenged. We're gonna have the obstacles, we're gonna have the struggles. You know, your life can change in a year. Your life can change in less than a year. Your life can literally change in a couple of months. But it works both ways. You can be as up as you've ever been before in the next 12 months, or you can go right back to as down as you've ever been before in the next 12 months. It's usually your choice, right? It's usually your choice. Are we letting distractions take a front seat? Are we allowing challenges to define us? Are we using obstacles as an excuse? Are we believing our own excuses? That's what I mean by usually it's up to you. Challenges are inevitable, but they absolutely don't define you. We have to get to the point where we reframe struggles as opportunities or as lessons, right? Instead of, why is this happening to me? Ask yourself, what is this teaching me? Instead of, I gotta go through this. Maybe it's, I have an opportunity to overcome this. And when you start seeing things as opportunities and lessons, you'll be able to fight back. You'll be stronger, you'll be wiser, you'll be more developed. And the challenge that you are seeing now becomes an opportunity or fuel later. Because of my current situation, I have to do X, Y, and Z. Because of this pregnancy, because of this illness, because I only have a limited amount of time, because of my family, because of these bills, because of these things, I get to, I have to, I must do. Turn your challenges into fuel. Every successful entrepreneur has failed big time. Somebody just asked me last night, what's been my most embarrassing moment? And I had three embarrassing moments. Two of them involved something related to my entrepreneurial journey. I failed big, Zell. I mean, I felt big, and when you be, I didn't sign up to be an influencer. You just become an influencer, right? You don't get to determine that you're an influencer. People who are impacted by you determine whether or not you're an influencer. And I didn't sign up for that. In fact, I didn't even sign up to be a business coach. That's not what I thought I was doing with my life. I didn't know this would be what I would do with my life. But because I have taken on this challenge, this journey, I live many of my failures out loud. But it doesn't stop me. I'm not gonna stop because I failed when I understand that everybody has experienced a failure. I use failure as an opportunity to pivot. I use failure as an opportunity to collect data. What went wrong? What went wrong? What did we stop? What didn't we do? What didn't we implement? What did we skip? What are all those things? I use failures as data, an opportunity to recalibrate, realign, maybe reconnect with the vision, adjust, pivot if I have to, and come back stronger. You just can't keep doing the right activity and never reach the result that you want. The reason that many people aren't reaching the result and winning anyway, winning in spite of, is because you will experience a failure or a challenge or an obstacle, and you will say, I need a break. And your break is 6 months or a year or 12 months. And then by that time, you've lost the momentum. Your faith is being tested. You're not believing as big, but you've lost the momentum, and you're not winning because you have to keep starting over. Imagine if every single time you're driving your car and you had to stop at a stop sign, every single time at that stop sign, you turned your engine completely off. Maybe you're at a red light and you get to that red light and you turn your engine completely off. There's a line of traffic behind you. When the light is green again and it's saying, go, it's go time. You can't hit the accelerator hard enough because you stopped the car. You have to first start the engine again, then put the car in gear again, then take off. Meanwhile, you've got people behind you blowing the horn, trying to get your attention, move out of their way because you're slowing them down. Instead, when we're in our cars and we approach a red light, we don't turn the engine off. We just put our foot on the brake and we pause for a second. And that way, when the light turns green, that signifies that it's go time again. All we have to do is shift the position of our foot and take off. We've got to learn to take pauses, not stops. And number 8, fight back by keeping and staying aligned with your long-term vision. Entrepreneurship is a marathon. You've heard this before. Success is a marathon, not a sprint. You've heard that before. The journey is a marathon, not a sprint. There's nothing that you can do to speed up time. It's just nothing that you can do to speed up time. So we have to pace ourselves to be in it for the long term. When you find yourself racing, you're operating on a whole bunch of short-term vision. And that's why you have to keep starting over. We got to run the race. We have to pace ourselves And we have to run the race. The short-term struggles, challenges, none of that stuff matters in the long run. When you cross that finish line, all the deep breaths that you had to take to dig a little deeper, all of the pains and ailments that you get in your body, you don't think about any of that stuff. When you cross the finish line, you achieve the result, you get the goal, you get the medal, you won. When you see Olympic athletes, runners, race across that finish line, Sha'Carri doesn't go across the finish line and say, when they put the mic in her face, she's not like, man, I won this gold, man. Let me tell y'all, those days at training, that practice, that time when I fell and tore a ligament, that time when I overtrained and hurt a muscle, pulled a muscle, that time when my coach had me in the gym from midnight until 2 a.m. instead of our usual 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., that time when, those flights, that's not what Sha'Carri is saying. She's thanking God. She's thanking the people who supports her. She's being grateful in that moment. She's talking about that race that she just completed, that long distance that she just went through. She's only talking about that. That's what matters in that moment. Now, when she wants to empower you and motivate you and inspire you, she'll do an interview and she'll take you through the journey. She'll show you her feet taped up. She'll talk about the pain in her legs. You ever seen a ballerina take their point shoes off? Their feet are covered in blisters. Their toes are sometimes bleeding. Their ankles are swollen. Their legs are in pain, but they sit there and they perform after months and months and months of development and training and years. They've been doing this since they were 3 years old, just for your 1 hour and 90 minute pleasure. At the ballet, at the play, whatever it is, you gotta be there or in it for the long run. And you have to have your eyes on the prize. A ballerina doesn't get to become an Alvin Ailey dancer on Broadway by starting at age 18 and performing at age 19. They typically start when they're 3 years old, 5 years old, 7 years old, and they're going through grueling training. Day after day after day, they don't get to do all the things that all the other kids do. They don't get to do all the sleepovers. They don't get to sleep in late. They don't get to have all the cookies and the ice cream that they want. But they're not focused on today's feel-good experience. They want to hit that Broadway stage. And so they're willing to sacrifice right now for the long-term vision. What are you willing to sacrifice right now for the long-term vision? You got to set big, scary goals. Break them down into small daily tasks and celebrate your small wins. And over time, you will experience the biggest wins that will blow your mind. I hope this episode has been valuable to you. 8 ways entrepreneurs can fight back and succeed in business no matter what. Comment, as usual, in the comments if you're watching this on YouTube or anywhere else that you are watching this, which of the 8 ways to fight back, which of the 8 ways entrepreneurs can fight back stood out for you the most? Which of the 8 ways? And I see on live, or I saw on live, all of the comments and questions about the peptide therapy that I'm currently undergoing and the NAD plus therapy that I'm currently undergoing. I don't have all the answers. I'm simply sharing with you what my journey is. I try to be as open and transparent with all of you as possible, right? SLM Spa is the med spa of choice that I decided to use. Their team was so thorough at providing me all of the information and making me feel comfortable in my decision. SLM Med Spa on Instagram. And I'll put it on the YouTube video too, so you guys can check them out. I am not a doctor. I'm not giving you medical advice. I am sharing what I am doing to fight back against mental fatigue, and just feeling sluggish in my body. Comment which one stood out for you the most. I will see you guys on next week's episode of Full Transparency. Oh, wait, Zell, how could you let me forget? Join Actionable CEO. Come on, y'all. If you are not in my mentorship community, you need more of this. This episode spoke to you, right? You need more of this accountability, more of this development, personally, professionally, or financially. I'm giving you 7 days free. 7 days free. Just go to actionableceo.com. If you are on social media, on Instagram specifically, just comment the word guest and it will send you a link to join my community, Actionable CEO, for 7 days free. If you're on YouTube or anywhere else, just go to actionableceo.com and you'll get 7 days free. You don't pay a thing during those 7 days, but you leave with everything. I'll see y'all next week. Bye.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.